Top of the morning to you, Chuck Meether here, the Kirkside Cafe. So good to have you with us this morning as we continue to sojourn through the Heidelberg Catechism this year. We are at Lord's Day 38103. What does God require in the fourth commandment? In the first place, God wills that the ministry of the gospel and schools be maintained, and that I, especially on the day of rest, diligently attend church to learn the Word of God, to use the holy sacraments, to call publicly upon the Lord, and to give Christian alms. In the second place, that all days of my life I rest from my evil works, allow the Lord to work in me by His Spirit, and thus begin in this life the everlasting Sabbath. So there is a ton of scripture regarding this commandment, and we're just going to read a small sampling, beginning with 1 Corinthians 16:2. On the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. Isaiah 66:23, and it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Now, on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message until midnight. And then from Hebrews 4:9-10, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. For he who has arrived, his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his. So, regarding this Sabbath day, what are we able to do? What are we not able to do? What should we do? What we should not do? We can take two different perspectives on this. One being that Jesus Christ fulfilled the day, so we can go to worship, but the rest of the day isn't to be held as it once was in the Old Covenant. And then there's the other side, where we hold a stricter view of the Sabbath day, in which we spend the entire day in public and private exercises of worship. What I think is so profitable about approaching this commandment is thinking about what God has given us. This day has been made for us. Mark 2:27, right? And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath." So, looking at that, and understanding that the Sabbath day, the Lord's day, the first day of the week, has been given to us as a foretaste of eternal rest, a day in which we can take all of our worldly affairs and put it aside and rest in the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why would you not want to do that? Why would you want to complicate the day of rest that God has given you by going back to our to-do list, by finishing up the work week, or by trying to get ahead of next week's work, and by busying ourselves that we not refresh ourselves in Christ? So avoid the thou shalt nots for a moment here, and look at what we should want to do. As new creatures in Christ, do we not want to grow in our faith, in our knowledge, in the grace? And if that is truly what moves us, then I think we know what to do on the Sabbath day. And also keep in mind that every day is the Lord's day. So on this day, as you labor for Him, walk with the King and be a blessing.